From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Indonesia has conducted raids following its first attack by Islamic State. Indonesian police say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others arrested Friday. Police conducted multiple raids in the wake of the downtown Jakarta attack. Some of those targeted in the raids were linked to Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. The country's president is seeking to downplay the seriousness of the attack, saying that life has returned to normal. Two civilians and five assailants died in the violence. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say that al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of El Ade, about 60 kilometers south of the regional capital. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gate of the southern Somali base. The blasts were followed by heavy gunfire between the attackers and Kenyan soldiers. Al-Shabaab says it killed more than 60 Kenyan troops. Deputy Gedo Governor Mohamed Hussein Isak told VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers were killed. He said that some troops managed to escape the base. The UN human rights chief has spoken out against increasing violence in Burundi. Zaid Ra'ad Al-Hussein said in a statement that all the alarm signals, including the increasing ethnic dimension of the crisis, are flashing red. Burundi has been in crisis since late April when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would run for a third term in office, sparking political demonstrations that were met with violence by security forces. This is VOA News.